Mr. Chairman, dear colleagues and friends, let me start these closing remarks with a quote. It is a sad, tragic quote. I had been carrying her for 10 days. We had to leave her by the side of the road. We had no strength to bury her. These are the words that Fatima, a Somali mother, recently told a journalist after her three-year-old daughter died in her arms, as mother and children walked at least 15 days to escape the effects of the drought. We had no strength to bury her. A pain no parent should endure. And yet, a story of loss that is happening in many places around the world today, in Ethiopia, in Myanmar, in Mozambique, in the Sahel, in Ukraine, in Central America. This is what makes the conclusions we have just approved so important. In the Democratic Republic of Congo as well, where, as the Deputy Prime Minister told me yesterday, and almost unknown to the rest of the world, deadly intercommunal violence in the west of the country has recently resulted in at least 140 people killed, and some 30,000, mostly women and children, displaced, many of whom, as the foreign minister told me this week, as refugees in the nearby Republic of Congo. This is just one example, almost unknown to the rest of the world. Mr. Chairman, this is the reality confronting people who have been failed by the inability to prevent or stop war.